Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the by guys, nigga. The by guys, nigga. Yeah, the by guys, nigga. The by guys.
Not approved by me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was not a photo of me. That is a heavy woman transitioning that you get when you Google me. This is Zach Amico.
And I'm Ian Fidance.
And we are the Bye Guys. Yay! That's right, Louis J. Gomez fans. We've hijacked the airwaves yet again while Louis is in Miami.
Yes, getting a suntan. What is he doing in Miami? Vacation?
Making up for past transgressions with the current girlfriend. It's Louis J. Gomez in Miami. And we're here to entertain you while he has a nice, relaxing vacation that he truly deserves.
That's relaxing. Just trying to make up for bad things you've done the entire time. Just an amends trip.
No, also Louis just loves vacations. We are joined by two wonderful guests, people that we respect and love very much. Because we're bi guys, and we wanted to have a good mix.
Yes.
So we are joined by the effervescent Mike Racine.
How's it going?
Going good. How you doing, my brother?
Can't complain.
You look good. You look healthy.
Thanks.
And we are also joined by Micah Fox.
Hey. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you guys both very much for being here. How you doing this morning?
Effervescent as well.
Yeah,
of course.
I don't know that either of us are pulling off effervescence.
What's effervescence mean?
It's like Alka-Seltzer. It's bubbly.
They're that new metal band that's like bringing me to life.
Bubbly, I'd say consistently fun. What's a word for that?
Fun. Mm-hmm.
Effortlessly fun.
Sometimes you just use the word that you know.
Yeah.
You don't need to look for a bigger word.
So many times when I don't know how to describe somebody's act, I always say they're esoteric.
Yeah.
Never looked up what it meant.
I think that means it sucks.
Yeah, when I used to sell tickets, I would always go. Dave Smith is very esoteric, so.
So it checks.
Because I just didn't have any other words.
I had a job a few years ago. I was handing out flyers for Metro PCS when they launched, and we had this manager, and he would always try to use the biggest word that he knew to like sound smart. So you'd be like, "Are we done canvassing here?" I'd be like, "At the present time, we are awaiting confirmation from the supervisors, and I will inform you when." It's time to
wait. That
depart.
Guy works for Metro PCS and not the Pentagon.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's time to cut out. We have finished encyclopedia.
Yeah,
intense. Biggest word you know, Ian?
Xylophone.
Encyclopedia.
No, I know bigger words.
He just loses his word of the day calendar. He's like shit.
Calendar.
Yeah. I don't know. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I don't know. You go in and out with the highs and lows of the new normal that we're living in, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Right?
I mean, you got married, Mike.
I got married, yeah.
You got married in quarantine.
Yeah.
So was that like a high or a low?
That was a high.
Yeah.
It was a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't spend that much money on the wedding because there were less people there.
Smart.
So that was cool.
Romantic.
Yeah.
Smart.
Dude, the place I picked for my wedding originally had a 13-person maximum.
Nice.
I was so proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. Before quarantine.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, that's the fucking, it was a 13, and I was like, I got it. Yeah. And then the second my chick announced we got engaged, she was like, we have to go somewhere else. We need to invite like 100 more people.
Well, yeah, people take it personally when they don't get invited to your wedding. It's
yeah.
weird. I don't, there's plenty of weddings I haven't been invited to.
I have never been invited to a wedding.
Shut up.
No, I've been invited, but like, I've not as an adult. And I've never gone. The only time I've gone to a wedding is as a date. Nobody wants me there. I just end up there.
No one's ever personally invited you to a wedding.
No, I don't. I don't. I have three friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that might not be on you. That might that you just hang out with loveless people.
And when you're thinking about who to invite, you're like, I guess I'll invite Ian, but then he's got to put $100 in a card that he probably doesn't have, you know, and he's got to bike over the venue. Maybe get killed on the way.
Rough terrain on the way to the venue.
I just invited all the comics to my bachelor party. I didn't force them to go to the wedding.
That's better anyway.
Yeah.
People just want to get drunk and party.
Yeah,
nobody
what's
wants to.
Bachelor party. I was like the only sober person there, and
it was a real disaster.
This stripper with third degree burned skin grafts stepped in orange juice, and I went and got her new socks.
Well, I thought that was part of the act.
Like, yeah,
well, orange she was juice half foot off. Play.
Oh god,
it was nice of you to call her a stripper.
Yeah, she was.
We were in what I think.
I think it, no, they was just Dominican whores.
Hmm.
I think
it's like when you call a trans woman ma'am when that lady gets called a stripper. She's like, thank you.
It's what I think was like a gutted Payless shoe store.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was shady. There was a picture of the Joker over the toilet.
In the bathroom?
No, it wasn't a strip club. It was, like, an abandoned building that Lewis found.
And everything was painted black on the inside.
So they were whores. Were you all, like, fucking?
No.
No, I wasn't.
No.
Nah, come on.
Was that a sarcastic note?
We're good boys.
No.
But, like, what, in front of each other? Is there, like, a cot somewhere in a corner?
No, that's like a no that you, not yes.
Yeah.
That's like a no that you, like, touch your nose to.
Yeah. I think we were doing a lot of that too. No, yeah. Actually, all my friends, because I had comedy friends, and then I had like my movie friends, who are like, I am the beacon of non-autistic of.
Go again.
I am the least autistic.
Okay,
of.
Got it.
Yeah,
yep.
It was like guys with like tucked in shirts and Tevas into their jeans, just like staring, and then like. Trying to put a hand on an ass just so awkwardly.
Oh my god.
I don't know if I've ever been the least autistic person in a room. I've always been the most autistic.
And I just remember the one stripper yelled out, yo, all these niggas is gay.
That's probably right.
And then somebody went, she goes, they ain't even touching our pussies and shit.
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to just poke at where, it? What are they?
Where was it?
An abandoned building in Brooklyn.
It was a lot. I was so eager to go get new socks. Anything to get me out of there.
And then Lewis had to like Paul Revere it through the party that we could touch their pussies. So he was just like, hear ye, you can touch their pussies. I have news from the north.
One if by clam, two if by peen.
Honey, she called me gay. I had to touch her pussy.
And now he's covered in Miami for a month.
She was covered in burns, honey. I had to do something for her.
I had to prove I wasn't gay. How long till it was in Miami?
A couple more days.
Oh, God. What a dream. I would love to go on vacation.
I don't feel safe going on vacation yet.
I don't know. I feel like I get comfortable and then I don't leave. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why I have to leave. I am going to go to the woods. I have a friend that has a yurt that's letting me have it for the weekend. So I'm going to go up there, go hiking.
I don't know what that is.
What is that?
A yurt is like, you know what an igloo looks like? It's like that, but way bigger, but a cabin.
Oh,
you know, it's made of ice, and that was like the worst description ever.
No, you know, physically, like you know what it looks like?
It's dome shaped.
It's dome shaped. It's
like a structure.
It's a
like
structure.
It's a teepee.
It's a small cabin for one or two people. Oh. There, see? Boom.
It great looks like they're fumigating.
Great description.
Is there a bathroom in it?
Yeah. Oh. It's bathroom, kitchen, living room, bedroom, just smaller. It's like the, you know, those tiny houses?
Yeah.
That everyone's into when they turn like a mobile home into a tiny house.
Are you going to go alone?
That was very 2016.
Yeah.
You're going to be alone with your thoughts, Ian?
I know, yeah.
Is this a good idea?
Yeah, it's a good experiment. I do it every couple years. It feels good.
We're never going to see him again.
I know, I'm going to turn into a woods person.
Death by yurt.
Yeah, you're going to find me in a yurt.
It's fun going to the woods, but then sometimes you'll like book like an Airbnb and try to get a cabin or something, and you're like, oh, this is just like a sad town upstate. This isn't really the woods.
Oh yeah,
this is just an impoverished just
everything run down
down the near the Hudson River.
I mean, even now it's going to be so spooky. Everything's going to just be tumbleweeds. No one's there. The general store. I don't even know if like the general store is still open.
I've been like traveling a lot into like woodsy areas. Everything's still open. You just wear a mask.
I went up to a bed and breakfast in Cold Spring and everything was open. Yeah. It was
we're
like
the most
a couple
shut down.
At a time. Mm. Yeah. And they had such a low amount of cases, but were treating it so seriously. They were like, only one way people on the street at a time, wear your mask.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. There was one side of the street that was, you know, going north, and the other side of the street
for
was like going south.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. It was segregated town.
Yeah, they've been doing that for the last 60 years, actually.
Yeah. Their own quarantine.
Quarantine, apartheid.
I did a gig in, like, rural Pennsylvania, and nobody gave a fuck.
Right.
We were, like, it was, like, hardcore MAGA country.
Mm. Yeah.
And nobody, I mean, the diner was open. Everybody was eating inside.
Oh, that sounds, I would kill to go to a diner again.
Awesome. Dude, I had a beer
in a diner on the way to hiking. It was great. We sat outside. Some people sat inside. Wasn't bad at all.
I had a beer and an omelet, sat inside. I was like, I'm going to vote for him.
God, hell, I mean, you know, he wants the best for us. Yeah. And the best is beer and omelet breakfast, I guess.
That's a pretty good, way to start your day.
Go to Westway Diner uptown.
There's
totally open, sit inside.
Bel Air Diner was the same like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was packed.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Opening up, but spaced out, which is so much better.
Yeah.
You just have to get places early, which sucks.
I think it's me. I think I'm the one keeping myself from happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, breakthrough.
Yep. Right.
Breakthrough, yep. I'm not the only one that can't be alone with thoughts, Micah.
I'm terrified of the idea of just being in the woods by myself for 3 days.
Yeah?
I would.
It's nice.
Are you going to like bring books and shit?
That can be scary.
Yeah. At first, it's like super weird.
Yeah.
Anxiety, creepy. But then you have this like, you burst through that and then you're totally okay with it. And then you get back to the city. You're like, oh, I feel paralyzed. It's great. You like break through this thing and then you just have this like acceptance. You feel nice. You feel good. You read.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you try it?
I don't think I've ever been on a vacation by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
You always have to have someone there.
Well, I like travel
and you have
alone,
so many
but
people
then
in
I
your life, but no one invites you to a wedding.
You know, it's I think they don't want me to meet their families. I think they're worried
what are you,
about
a shitty
what...
boyfriend.
What
are you a shitty boyfriend? What
no,
is this?
No. Like the people I'm dating, they bring me, but like no, like friends of mine, they're just like, yeah, Mike is fun to hang out with, but do I really need like my Aunt Peggy, like hearing her scream about trans people? No.
You know? And Aunt Peggy sounds like they'd already screamed about trans people. You'd be in great company.
They're like, I have opinions that like neither side can get on board with. They don't need that at a wedding.
I went to a wedding a few years ago, and it was it was a couple that had met on a movie I worked on. So they had the casting director that introduced them as the maid of honor to give like a speech, and she was a little drunk even before she did her speech, and she came up to us and she's like, "Do you think it would be inappropriate if I told the story using the bride's name about her and I being on acid?" And how, like, we did a bunch of drugs, and that's, like, how we became friends. And it was totally not the right setting for it.
No.
Like, his family.
Like a churched up wedding.
Oh, yeah. His family had 8 sons.
Oh.
And they all looked exactly, like, it was, like,
they're
straight
like
up.
Super conservative.
Yeah. Crazy conservative on both sides. And the other side was, like, crazy Spanish conservative.
How do you pick one son out of 8? That sounds hot as hell.
They all looked exact. They all looked like alternate reality versions of each other.
That's so cool.
Dude, I went to a wedding and the groom, when he made his speech, was like, "Look, me and her have been together for a long time, and I really fucked up, and you know I was a drug addict, and I really kind of used her a lot, but I got over that, and I fucking love her." And everyone's like, "Oh,
yeah,
right?
I got over it.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
I love
I got
you.
Over using her, and I fucking love her. I got oh god.
Well, but you know that her family's thinking that, so it's like you
right,
have to
right,
acknowledge
and everyone kind of knew. Everyone laughed because it was like, oh, this is so obviously the truth, but it was funny to watch him kind of like go through this thing that everyone already knew. But
that's the speech a person who kills their wife and children to move on says.
No, but it was like impassioned and like he was like crying with like all this love and everything. So it was kind of nice to like see it so raw, which you don't really see at weddings, you know, because everything's like so rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're doomed. How long have they been married?
They're having their second kid.
Okay.
They're doing great. You know,
I got roasted in my vows. I wrote very like thought out, heartfelt vows, and then Deb just roasted me.
Nuh-uh, really?
Good for her.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
The truth.
That I have a tiny dick and my penis doesn't work. No, but like I just remember being like, I just remember hearing her vows and being like, can I get a do over? Can I battle back?
That's
can
like
roast
the
her?
The emotional verbal. Rubbing the cake in your face.
Yeah.
Just making you look like an ass. Yeah. Speaking of getting invited to weddings, god damn. I was like really close with a lot of my, you know, I had 3 friends in college. We were super close. We lived together after college, whatever. And then I kind of had like a falling out and I like didn't hang out with them for a while. And we still lived with each other. And our buddy's wedding was coming up and they all got invitations and the wedding is like, you know, this weekend, it's Thursday, the wedding's Saturday. And I'm like, man, I hit him up. I was like, hey, dude, our mail has been like fucked up. I don't I never got the invitation. And everyone else, like, what time should I go? Like, where's the registry? And he was like, Yeah, I didn't invite you. And I was like, oh, fuck. We'd have like a conversation about like loving each other, but being distant and a small, you know, like.
But why can't he just be like, oh, yeah, it's this time. Why didn't he lie?
Because he, that's how bad he didn't want
to. He didn't want to.
There was a room at the. You can't just show up to a wedding. You have to deal with like the plating and the seating, and you can't just have extras.
Right.
It's not like standing room only. Like you go back and just.
Dude,
stand.
I'm so happy we had a pandemic and 200,000 people died, and I just had a small wedding.
Dude, it sounds luxurious.
Everyone you were going to invite died of COVID. It was perfect.
Yeah, we just
no grandmas, no grandpas.
No,
dude,
no.
You probably spent so little on the wedding and made so much in return from the gifts.
Well, I'm not a cheapskate. I mean, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, I saw the charcuterie board on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, that run you like $350?
Well, I paid a comic to do it.
Oh, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
$250.
Yeah, $250.
$100. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I going to weddings and you're like, do we take a picture with a mask? Do we not? What is this?
The picture, it's all such a fraud because you walk around without the mask and everyone's like, time to take
pictures. We have to look it.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, because if you take a picture without for posterity, you're an asshole. But in reality, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It's only for other people.
Yeah.
I wore a mask the entire walk over here down the street where there's free-flowing air and I'm like 12 feet away from people, but just so that nobody gives me the evil eye, I'm wearing a mask. The second I walk in, there's people here, closed airspace. Good. Now I can take it off.
I don't wear a mask when I'm by myself in the street.
You don't have to, unless you get close to somebody.
Right, and I'll intentionally walk in the street so I'm not near someone.
How do you manage? Do you get the evil eye, though? People
not
just
really.
Loved it.
No, but if you have it on your chin, you just put it and you just pull it up.
Yeah, if you have it around your ear, or a bandana and you pull it up. But I like intentionally zigzag in the street so I'm not walking by people, you know?
Yeah.
But Deb got a message from some girl who was like, oh, putting your grandparents at risk to have a wedding? She's like, she got like a nasty message.
Really?
From this girl, yeah.
From a girl she knew?
No, like a girl that follows her on Instagram.
Oh, fuck that. Did you make people get tested before the wedding?
No, we did temperature checks.
Oh, yeah.
Which does nothing, and so do the tests.
The temperature checks are so weird. They'll shoot your head and be like, oh, 94.3. And you're am I dead?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. But if you're like 99, 100.
Right,
you know,
right.
If you're over 100, you can't come in.
Right, but the point is they always come in way too low for human life. Uh-huh. So it's like, these things are not correct.
Yeah.
Like, you could have a temperature of 102 and it would come out as 98 and they'll be like, you're fine to go.
Right. I guess it's just the peace of mind.
I guess, yeah.
No, it's politeness. Yeah. It's not even... Yeah, nobody feels peace... I felt peace of mind since May. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them taking the subway.
But we had a potential to have a super spreader wedding and nobody got sick. So I feel like writing that girl, being like, no one got sick, bitch.
How many people?
We had like up to 30. I think at the most we had like 30 people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many would you had if it was a regular
140?
Damn.
Yeah.
How'd you whittle it down?
It's just no cousins, it's just parents, siblings.
It's the easiest.
Your closest friends.
You just get to say, sorry, it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
But you didn't consider like waiting it out?
For what?
For the, you know, if the pandemic ever ends, or maybe we're just going to live like this for the rest of our life.
We're going to have another one in a year, we have it booked, but yeah, we just wanted to be married.
Shit.
We just wanted to be married.
So had you already sent out the 140 invitations, and then had to send out 110 neverminds?
No, because it was September. And then
110 neverminds.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Yeah, we don't like you that much.
Forget about it.
Oh, man, my
sister
did
that. Sorry,
you
didn't make the cut. Yeah, just rejection letters to
I wonder
to my aunt. Yeah.
Do they make that? My sister got engaged, sent out save the dates, and probably the litter after the last stamp was licked, she broke it off. And I'm like, I think for a save the date, you don't have to do a follow-up, but do you? Yeah.
I guess word gets around.
I think that's
tracking that
in your family.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To send out invitations, then send out no invitations, and then rebook, and then cancel, and then Jesus Christ. Do you remember people that were having weddings in April or May? That was rough.
Wait, those got shut down, I thought. I didn't see anything like that.
I saw a couple, no one I know personally, but I saw a couple things online that people were screen sharing that were like, I don't care. We had the date. I'm getting married. Yeah. It's my day. And that was goofy.
But the venues were I guess it wasn't New York.
It was outdoors.
Okay. Because I was what venues are cooperating?
Yeah.
Your wedding's a super spreader event? Jesus Christ.
Well, it's also you pay a bunch of money, too. If you're going to lose money, I think, I don't know, maybe it's worth it. You just tell your grandparents that they can't come and anyone who's immunocompromised.
Right.
I don't know.
That's a great way to find out your like future husband's immunocompromised.
Yeah.
He can't go to his own wedding.
I feel like throughout this entire few months.
Zach would have never gone to his own wedding.
I feel like the pandemic made me realize how many girls think they're immunocompromised.
Yeah.
Like the amount of women that posted on Facebook, they're like, you think this seriously? This could literally kill me.
I know.
And it's just like a healthy 32-year-old woman.
Exercise-induced asthma.
Well, I wonder if anyone took the wedding, their like wedding, and was like, oh, it's a, could you be like, it's a religious event? So they could stay open, you know? Because they were like allowing churches and shit. Like there was a gym that described itself as a church so it could stay open.
I love that. Gym is kind of like a church for like dumb church. People.
Yeah.
Yeah. A strip club did that years ago too.
Took it as they were...
They registered as a church.
Yes, we're a Hasidic organization.
We're a Hasidic church.
No, those are dungeons. Those are,
yeah, right.
Every dominatrix I know...
Really?
Yeah, has stories about Hasidic men. Guys.
Because they're...
Really, really sick, fucking twisted Hasidic men.
They say a lot of them have the adult baby fetish.
Oh, so wait, they wear the diaper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they pee-pee-poo-poo?
I would assume that's part of the deal.
Wow.
Then also, their seed, I think, can't hit the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they jerk off in
a jar. In a jar,
like the American flag.
Yeah, they jerk off in a tissue and put it in their pocket and take it home with them.
Ah, what?
That's
insane. And they have to send it back to Israel, don't they? They do some fucking weird shit.
That's what the wailing wall's made of. It's paper mache.
They have to cut the tip of the paper towel off.
But that's the thing. It's like you look at all these Hasidic communities having these demonstrations and gatherings and stuff, and it's like, yeah, they're going to get all the prostitutes sick.
Yeah. You know? And that's how it's going to spread to poor fellas like us.
Yeah,
up until then, all our prostitutes were clean.
Yeah. They were all straight, clean, not a drip.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a comedy club that I was booked at and I canceled, and the headliner canceled after a night. They got another dude for the weekend. That Saturday, the governor shut everything down, all indoor activities, but they allowed protests. So they declared the space a protest space, and comics had to bring a protest sign on stage. The comics were leading protests.
Indoor protests?
The crowd was protesters. Yeah.
What are they protesting? Staying alive?
Protesting good ideas. Yeah. And then it got shut down, and then now they're doing free protests again.
But did you go to any protests? Because I went to one in May, and I felt pretty safe. It was a big one, but everybody was wearing a mask.
Everybody was wearing a mask.
It was
a
big Blue Lives Matter demonstration.
I went to a Trump rally in May.
Yeah.
In an anti-black class. I went to an All Lives Matter rally. And everyone was masked up. It was weird.
Yeah.
They really cared.
Yeah, they had those big pointy white masks.
Yeah. All you could see was a hole out the eye. It was safe.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. The Klan's not getting COVID. Cause,
I know.
They've been ahead of the game.
Been ahead of the game.
Yeah, them in the like Times Square Elmos. Safe as can be.
Oh, yeah, the two groups of people I wish would fucking die. Yeah, it was safe. But the CDC didn't do any contact tracing from protests. So they'd be like, have you been in a group of people, blah, 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 have you been exposed, la, 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 but they didn't ask. Were you at a large mass gathering of people in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Just because they didn't want to know if cases were coming from that or not.
They haven't, like, is that just because they don't know? Because I haven't heard anything that, like, these protests have led to...
I feel like they would have used that as ammunition.
Well, the other side is using it as ammunition, but, like, without facts, surprise, surprise. But, so I'm like, did it happen or not? Did it spread or not? We'll never know.
I mean, if they're not statistically taking it down, I don't think they can tell.
Yeah.
But also, cases in New York didn't go up.
That's what I thought. But everyone's like, we can't do this, but they can protest. I'm like, we're not sick.
Yeah.
I mean, just wear a fucking mask when you're screaming and chanting.
It was funny when Lewis went down to Texas for Skankfest South and was like, yep, everything's happening.
Dude, up until the very last minute, we're not stopping.
Yeah.
We're not
fucking pussies.
Yeah. We won't get sick. We're too strong.
Yeah.
I bought my tickets.
We regret to inform you.
Yeah.
He was so sick, by the way.
He was.
Did he get it?
No, but he got like crud from the plane. Like, you know, like you just get like plane sick. Yeah. He had a crud the next day. He was like sick. And I think he didn't want anybody to know. He's like, yep, Skankfest's going to do.
What a piece of shit.
No, he was fine.
Come on, but
it did look good because they, most of the planning for it was a big outdoor stage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which now I think they're just doubling. I think there's going to be two outdoor stages now.
That's great.
Well, can't wait.
You want to do plugs before we keep moving on?
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, hit that plug music, baby girl. Micah, what do you want people to check out? Dates, social media, projects, anything?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Check out my Twitter, Instagram, at Micah Fox, at MYKAFOX. And me and Karen Feehan are co-headlining a show in Norwalk, Connecticut, November 7th.
I think I'm going to that.
Hell yeah. Why?
I'm ride up with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Can you drive us? Oh, you might see Ian there. It's going to be hosted by Hot Comic 69, the old Tim McLaughlin road host. Should be a fucking great time. The link is in my bio on Instagram.
I have Mikey. A podcast called The Sit Down every week, and you can follow me on Instagram, Racine.Mike.
Yes. I'm on Instagram, Ian Fidance, IanFidance. And this weekend, I'm going to be at Fairfield Comedy Club for the Fairfield Comedy Club, Fairfield Festival Comedy, Connecticut Festival. You can get tickets at fairfieldcomedyclub.com. And I'll be with Micah and Karen November 7th up in wherever. And, you know, just hopping around town, baby. Zach, what do you got?
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, comics talk and shit while we watch a movie. Check out Catalyst Wrestling here on Gas Digital at Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will be playing at the drive-in theater at the Bel Air Diner this October the 30th for Tromaween. It's a double feature with my favorite movie, Tromeo and Juliet. Really excited about it. Come hang out. We have a bunch of liquor sponsors, so we have about $3,000 worth of booze we got to get rid of. So holy come hang shit. Out.
Good God. I'm going to get into this story just because I want to see the mugshot. Home Improvements. Zachary Ty Bryan arrested for strangling his girlfriend. You know
wait,
which one that is?
Wait, I thought it was
which
Zachary Taylor
brothers?
Thomas.
No, no, it's no, Jonathan no. Taylor Thomas.
Oh, right.
Zachary Ty
which
Bryan.
Which of the three do you think? Oh, God.
Was he the youngest?
He's the oldest.
He's the oldest.
He doesn't look terrible.
Strangled, what? Like, dead or strangled?
No, alive. She was across the street at a friend's house, and he was sitting on the curb when the cops came, I think.
She was sitting on the curb?
He was sitting on the curb like, I guess I'm arrested.
Hmm.
And she was across
it's
the street at a friend's house.
Strangling in the street and a kink in the sheets.
He looks weathered.
He looks terrible. Put that back up.
Oh,
good
yeah.
God.
You know
he
what?
Looks like methy, kind of, or cracky.
He has bully face anyway. Yeah. Like, that's not his fault. He was
that haircut
made for that.
Too. Yeah.
That cowlick just screams, my dad hates me.
If you had that middle part with dyed blonde hair, you were a bully.
For sure.
No way about it.
Mm-hmm.
That snubbed up nose.
But he looks like Breaking Bad weathered. What it town was this in?
Terrible.
Could be a bad camera.
Is that Arizona?
Oregon.
Oregon. That seems methy.
Meth.
Do you get Home Improvement residuals? Is it on any?
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not on any like streaming or anything, or they don't rerun it.
They did rerun it to filth. So
yeah. Like TBS, like one of those channels, I'm sure ran it.
And Nick at Night was running it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Nickelodeon was running it. ABC, and then does ABC have it? Like I bet like Pix 11 or whatever would play it. You know.
Okay.
But it. I mean that guy. Who. Do you remember how trashy he looked on the show? It is no surprise he strangled. Remember, he took his hair and put in that like little bun back here that was definitely like.
Oh, like are you a late seasonist?
Juggalo. Yeah,
is there, like when the middle son became goth.
No, that was the
youngest
Mark.
Son. The youngest
Mark
was
became Mark? Goth.
Yeah, you're right.
Mark was goth.
Mark was goth.
Look at that.
Oh God, yeah, he looks like he's from a motorcycle gang.
He's got a chain wallet and he robs you at the mall.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah, Pac Sun
was,
theft. You know?
JTT was legitimately talented, though, I think.
You think?
He was Simba.
Yeah.
He was Simba.
He was a star.
He was in Jungle to Jungle. What else was he in?
No, he wasn't in Jungle to Jungle. He was in Man of the House.
Chevy
Chase.
No. Look up Jungle to Jungle.
Jungle
JTT
to Jungle was Tim Allen.
But who was a kid star?
Some kid.
Some kid who looked like Tarzan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man of the House was good. That was like my one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, Chevy Chase is like his stepdad, and they join the Indian leagues. They join the Indian Scouts because he wants to get rid of them.
I thought that was Jungle to Jungle.
No, Jungle to Jungle is where the kid is from the jungle and he comes to the city.
Oh.
And Tim Allen is the dad. He's his estranged father.
Good on them for making a white Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
They could have easily given that to some, some mixed race kid.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie?
White Jungle Boy, yeah. Like, where did he meet the jungle? Where did he meet the white jungle mother?
How did a white boy become a jungle fella? The best like fish out of water was The Air up there. Do you remember that? Kevin Bacon had to go to Africa to just get a really tall black man.
Why?
And then bring him back to America, and he had to use his Kenyan ways.
I thought that was called Amistad.
No. Which is also a comedy.
Right.
No, The Air up there, remember, with Kevin Bacon.
I don't remember.
I don't remember this at all. Can you bring that up? I watched Amistad with my grandmother. And I couldn't believe so many giant swinging cocks.
Your grandma's sitting in a puddle.
Yeah. She slid out of her chair. Yeah,
broke her hip.
Yeah.
Was it the shower? No, it was my puss.
Oh, it's some classic intro music.
Intro.
Yeah, it's taking forever. So he goes to Africa to get a...
He goes to Africa and he steals...
What's happened to your skin?
Just trying to videotape African boys over here. Don't mind me.
It's a body cam.
I'm just trying to film natives with my handy cam.
Dude, Shannon, play more of that trailer. That's
yeah, let it load.
Just keep,
I think
keep throwing
I think
that spear.
look at their oily muscles.
I don't know where it's coming from. I'm sorry, I can't figure out where that music's coming from. One second.
Oh, is that music not from the
trailer? No, it's, I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Everyone's watching.
We were just like, oh. We were like, oh, what a weird song for that that African movie.
Everyone's watching. Kevin Bacon's watching.
I thought it was like, I was like, oh yeah, every 80s movie had this.
Yeah,
you want a first degree at Kevin Bacon?
Woo!
Where was the music coming from?
It was from
1994.
Another, 1994. It was actually 80s pop music that was playing in the background.
From Hollywood Pictures, Coach Jimmy Dolan traveled to Africa to discover the next basketball superstar.
Kid got the hang time of a hot air balloon.
Like, hey, Jordan.
What he found.
We'll play basketball game. We bet all our land.
Is a tribe who needed his help.
You will be
a tribe who needed his help.
About to play the game of their lives. Kevin Bacon.
He's ghosting.
Oh, boy.
The Air Up There, rated PG.
They needed the guidance of a white man to show them the ways of civilization.
A white man comes to Africa to save these savages.
Yeah.
Coming from Disney, The Air Up There.
We have a word for men like you, coach.
I thought he had to take them back to
America. They all get down on one knee and worship him like a god.
Yeah.
It seems like he was supposed to take them back, but then he realized that there was so much going on there he had to fix first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, is that so far from reality?
No, it's colonialism, and we've been doing it forever.
But with sports.
Yeah.
They just turned colonialism into sports. That's awesome. Was Zachary Ty Bryan in any movies, or is he just straight
up? Not really. I don't think so.
I bet that's why he became such a fuck-up, because he was so good on Home Improvement, and then just
Well, hold
nothing.
On. We don't know what she said to deserve getting strangled.
Exactly. Oh, true. Yeah.
She could have been a real fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, your show sucked. You never did anything after.
You never peaked. Mark was better.
Yeah.
Well, he was kind of the most unremarkable kid from Home Improvement, I think.
Totally.
Right?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I think they were going to reboot it, but I think he's just done too many crazy conservative things at this point.
Oh, really?
He's going to Roseanne
Zachary
himself.
Ty Bryan?
No, Tim Allen.
Oh, Tim Allen, yeah.
Because his new show was straight up him just being like a grumpy old conservative.
That
man.
Show is so funny. I watched like the pilot of that, and it's like he drops his grandson. First of all, his teenage daughter has a baby, so it's like nice family values, you know? You can't keep your fucking daughter's legs closed. But he drops his grandson off at daycare, and it's like this guy, this like skinny guy comes to the door, and he's like, "Hi, welcome to faggot daycare. This is a gluten-free day." He's like, "You know what? I think I'm gonna take him to work. I don't want to do this." And it's just like, yeah, every.
But that's
like,
the tone of the whole show.
That's the tone of the whole show, yeah.
What show is this?
Last Man Standing.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah. It's just him airing every grievance.
Yeah, it's just him picking, saying everything he thinks is wrong with the world currently.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How much coke did Tim Allen get arrested with?
I don't know, but there was a girl who was like, this girl was like being critical of Shane Gillis and saying like, it's good that he got fired. And then somebody pointed out that she wrote for Last Man Standing.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. I will never get over faggot daycare. That's funny.
I've been holding that in the chamber for like, I've been waiting to talk about this for a long time.
Waiting for someone to mention Last Man Standing.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, my time has come.
And meanwhile, we all know faggot daycare is probably the best daycare you could buy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just have gay men taking care of your child.
Oh, like, yeah, it's like $4,000 a month to have them.
They actually wash the kids' hands and shit.
Yeah,
I wonder if you can find that scene because it's so like over the top and on the nose.
Can you find it, Shannon? It's from the pilot.
Yeah, I would like to know.
It's like the first
October 2nd, 1978. Tim Allen caught with more than 650 grams, 14 pounds of cocaine.
1.4 pounds.
Is that a lot?
1.4. God damn it. I thought it was 14 pounds, and that was so much more impressive. I'm sorry.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely...
He snitched? How long did he spend in jail? Can we see?
That's a lot. Even 1.4 pounds, that's a lot to get caught with.
You know what's really funny? Sometimes you'll go to like a comedy club where they have old headshots on the wall, and Tim Allen's headshot, he's like holding a drill.
Dude.
Like, some people just knew how to set themselves apart.
His special is wild. Like, it's weirdly pro-women.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, everything is how, like, smart women are and how dumb men are.
Yeah.
And that's a character you play, like, hacky. A dumb man.
Uh-huh.
No.
It's that time where every stand-up special was, here's the pilot for what will become my sitcom.
Right.
But I have this crazy family. I have this person that does
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I think he kind of pioneered the whole thing of like,
Deborah, I'm a cock.
men are stupid. Like, the dad is dumb, and the mom is like the one that holds them together, and the dad doesn't know anything. And then everyone just models their life off of that. And then kids grow up fucked up.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's why I watched Roseanne. Gotta have both parents be fucked up.
Yes. Right. I wasn't allowed to watch Roseanne.
I was thinking about a Home Improvement episode where Tim can't make Jill come, so she fucks Wilson through the fence.
Is it glory hole?
Yeah. He just puts his dick through the fence. And
she backs into it hungrily.
Gives her an orgasm.
The oldest son sees it, and that's why he keeps strangling women. He's like, all of you are sluts and whores.
Right, you know, Tim, the Chinese has a saying. Yeah.
Please write that spec script.
Okay.
That would be so fucking funny. Wilson fucks her through a hole in the wall.
Or you just see, like, three fingers.
And then Tim sees
it
and he goes,
yeah. The episode's called Splintered Family. Yeah.
You see three fingers come through the hole and give her, like, the beckoning.
Right. You see his mouth because he eats Jill's pussy.
That's why they never show you the bottom part of the fence. It's just full of holes.
Pantless. Yeah, it's just got holes in it.
Oh, my God.
For Wilson's cock. For Wilson's huge cock.
Wilson, I have a question. Not now, Tim.
I
don't think so, Tim.
Your audience knows what we're talking about, right? They're familiar with Home Improvement. It's not like kids listening.
Yes. Okay. Of course. How do you not know Home Improvement? How do you not be...
If you were born in 1999.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, then if you don't know Home Improvement, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck the fuck off.
Hey, other bye guys, bye girls, and everything in between. If you like sex, you'll like BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you want to go last longer, a few extra rounds? Well, BlueChew makes the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And because it's chewable, it can work up to twice as fast as both of those. You can take BlueChew on a full or empty stomach, and it's cheaper than those other two. It only takes a few minutes to fill out a form online with no doctor visit, no awkward conversation, and no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. Blue Chew chewables are prescribed online by a real doctor and made where? In the good old US of A. Blue Chew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it, so chew it and do it. And here's a great deal for you guys. You know, you've heard us talk about Blue Chew. The most important thing I need to say is that it works. Just visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code RAP. All you pay is $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code RAP, R-A-P, and you get your first order free with just $5 shipping. Chew it and do it, baby!
Did you find it, Shannon? Huh?
What was it again?
The show Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing. I would search, like, Last Man Standing Daycare.
You said it was the pilot episode?
I think so.
I would say daycare is a better search than
yeah. I would say it's a better search.
Pilot. Have you seen the documentary on the Dana Carvey show?
Oh, no. Too Big to Fail.
Yeah, too funny to fail.
Too funny to fail. Yeah.
But they, no, I haven't seen it.
They show their open the. So they were supposed to be after Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like this like irreverent, super smart comedy show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they show their lead-in with Jonathan Taylor Thomas thinking he had cancer. So it's just him crying, hugging Tim Allen. And then it's like, and after that, Mountain Dew presents the Dana Carvey Show.
That's so
funny. Oh, I remember that episode because he thought he had testicular cancer.
Yes.
Yes.
Because when I was 12, I found a lump on my testicle. Yes. And I thought I had fucking testicular cancer. You
when
did?
I was 12. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did these lumps end up
being? It was terrible.
I don't know, but my doctor.
Torsion.
Yeah.
I had like turned around and was going to die. I'd have surgery.
You were fucking twisting your balls. I know you.
I was just twiddling my balls.
I was like so scared on the way to the doctor's office because we just went to like my regular pediatrician, this guy, Dr. Miller, who like kind of looked like Ian, actually. He was just a guy with a mustache. And he just
and
like.
Balls in his hands?
And balls. Yeah, little boy balls in his hands. And he just like put a middle finger on my testicle and said, oh, that's not cancer. You're fine.
What was it?
It was like a cyst or something. It's still there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I had breast cancer when I was a kid. Turns out it was just breast tissue. Real hypochondriac. He's like, those are your boobs. I'm like, ah.
Oh,
I knew
like
those
lumps. Dude, yeah. Guys, we get lumps under our nipples. Did you ever get that?
I think maybe.
Oh, it was so painful. And I think that's why. I think that's what it just happens to some kids. I think that's why so many
milk.
Kids think they're trans. Because they start to get a lump. They're like, I think I'm a woman. It's like, no, it's just your body developing.
Yeah. Shut up. Minor. You're not trans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to go to work.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't taking you a faggot daycare either.
Yeah.
Did you learn this in that daycare center?
He
burns the daycare center down.
How old would someone have to be for you to believe that they know that they're trans?
I don't know because...
Like, if your kid comes to you at, like, five, and they're like, Daddy, I'm a boy... Are you buying it, or are you going to be like, let's just hold tight?
It just, you got to, I think I would talk to some experts and stuff. And
don't
like,
talk to the experts, because the experts are now all gender affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that that's not the case, you're wrong.
But people who are trans say that they know from a young age that they were trans.
Right,
so it's
sure.
like, yeah, I wouldn't give my 8-year-old, probably I wouldn't give them hormones.
Right.
Yeah, but. I think I would try to be loving and embrace.
Sure.
But I don't think anything medical until
you don't get your dick
puberty.
Cut off till you're 12.
See, but that's the thing is to do it before puberty would be the like
ideal,
if they are ideal
to
time to do it. But meanwhile their brain is not
right.
Their brains
but
are
also,
not
your
functioning
brain's not
until 27.
Done. Also yeah. also you have to look at what they're taking in like are they in
they could be
chat
wearing
rooms?
Dresses by the time they're like 10 though.
Are they watching YouTube videos of trans people? Because there's a lot of grooming that goes on from older trans people in other parts of the trans community where kids see it and they go, oh, I'm this. And also, do you remember how many
yeah, but
kids
no trans
lie?
Person is like, hey, kids, you want to do something fun? They're not like, there's not an agenda with
no,
no
but like you can find it and then it's like, oh, yeah. I feel uncomfortable in my skin. The kids are like, whatever it is. And
yeah, they might just be autistic.
Yeah, a lot right. of people feel lost, right?
Totally, especially when you go through puberty. But you have to look at the fact of what they're surrounding themselves with because there's a ton of YouTube videos that are like, kids go to because they feel uncomfortable, and it's trans people or people in the.
But
community.
Have you ever considered cutting your dick off? Have you ever thought that maybe that's for you?
No, but I
think
considered
that's a pretty,
killing myself.
Yeah,
and I didn't follow through with it. And you have
but you
these
have to
feelings,
be pretty committed.
And you have to go through them. But also think about how many kids lied and how many times you lied, like growing up, and how so many kids lie because they're trying to find their identity or they're trying to find, you know.
My kid steals a candy bar. He's like, I'm just trans. I'm confused. I'm like, all right, let's get your dick cut off then. He's like, no.
Shoplift, that's transracial.
Yeah, right. Daddy, I think I'm black. That's why I stole this. All right, son. Well, if you say you're transracial,
you have been loud.
You just let him wear blackface. And then when people get mad, you defend him. You're on the news.
Come on, let's go ruin a movie.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Is that lowbrow humor? I don't know. It's really fun. It's funny.
It's okay. You're
from Jersey.
Play your music loud on the train.
Yeah, we all want to hear it.
Yeah.
We all want to hear
no
it.
No more headphones for you, son.
Yeah. Imagine like a personal finance YouTube channel where they're like, here's how you save money. Don't buy headphones. Just let it play.
Think of the sneakers you'll be able to afford.
Yeah.
When I was little, I would not answer to anything but a Ghostbuster or a Ninja Turtle name for like a week. For a week, I was, you know, Peter Venkman. And I wouldn't respond to anything else.
You would pick the nerdiest fucking one.
Peter Venkman was a cool one. The nerdiest one was Egon Spengler.
You know it was Princess Leia, Ian.
I would say I was Princess Leia. No, but my parents...
Wait, was Venkman Bill Murray?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got it wrong.
But my parents would be like, hey, look, he's not going to respond to Ian. Can you just call him this or whatever? And then I grew out of it.
Yeah.
And it was fine. But to be like,
kind of a dumb
you
conversation.
Are... Why?
This is kind of a dumb conversation because you know what you would do if you had a trans kid. You'd be like, all right, let's not jump to any conclusions, but
right.
let's not dismiss
right.
what you're telling me.
Right, totally.
So you just play it by ear.
Totally. And I think that's fine. But there's this push for parents to completely affirm, to then give them medication, and I don't think it's the way to go. Because
the other end of that spectrum is like denying the kid's identity, and they're miserable.
But I've seen crazy shit. I've seen people in earnesty post, do not gender your baby.
Well, that's
and give them a non-gender specific name,
right?
So that they can pick their gender when they're like 6 or 7.
But this is all a fad. This has all been happening for the past couple of years,
right?
That's why the trans population is exploding, because it's such affirmation. And suicide gets weaponized, that if you don't affirm your child's gender, they're going to commit suicide.
But both ends of the spectrum are, like, harmful.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's why I advocate for no genders, but no one's on board with that. I'm like, can't we just fucking play it by ear for the rest of life? Why do we have to be like, you are
just
a this, I am a...
Marilyn Manson dope show.
Just everybody should be scissoring.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone should scissor.
I know we're joking.
And by scissoring, you mean cutting the dick off, right?
I know we're joking, but it does sound like a fun world.
Yeah.
Just a giant Marilyn Manson video.
Ooh, what's this? It's intriguing.
Wait, the transracial thing is interesting, though. Like, your kid telling you that he's Chinese.
A father?
Yeah. Well, I think Rachel Dolezal is a hero.
I'm running for Congress.
Yeah. we're gonna see in, I don't know how many years, more and more Rachel Dolezals.
100%.
Somebody else just got busted out of college.
Yeah,
I heard Jessica Shug or something. What's her name?
She
busted herself because
someone's going to rat her out. And she was like, I get it.
Did she say she was Hispanic?
She said she was like Afro-Latina.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she made her whole identity.
Made her whole identity.
She was a professor on it, like the whole thing.
Totally. Dude, Rachel Dolezal is going to be a
pioneer. They use it for their careers, yeah.
But that's the thing, that the trans people are like, they're not like us, and I'm like, prove it.
Yeah.
You haven't proven your own science yet. You're going to say someone else isn't real?
Dolezal's kind of like, all right, you got me, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be good more vigilant me. Next
well,
time.
Well, even to this day, doesn't she still feel she's black?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, but that Jessica girl was like, okay, look, I'm white, the jig is up, you know, whatever.
Man, how do you bounce
Dolezal
back from
that? Should have said the
jig
is up.
I guess you do a pod.
Oh my God. There we go.
There he is.
I have to be consistent. I'm sorry.
I mean, for Dolezal to stick to her guns now and be like, okay, well, whatever.
So does that mean that in the future, if you see someone that you think is pretending to be a minority, you have to say something?
I don't know. Well, look at Wiggers.
Yeah.
Remember that?
We should call out Lewis for being white. Lewis, I don't know if this is...
Yeah, Lewis, can we have a talk, please? Yeah.
Well, I mean, now that everything's pushing that you can't play a character that's not your race, is Maya Rudolph the last person that can play anything?
I guess, yeah.
Even in the cartoons, and I think it's like so... It's like such bullshit meanwhile, you have so many men playing female characters on cartoons, and no one's calling bullshit on that, and I'm like... Why is it just race?
Well, it goes the other way too. Women play little boys.
Sure, but it's like why?
That should be a little boy in that role.
Why does it have to be?
Bring in the boy.
Get a boy in that booth with
me. Let's hear the boys.
We make Nancy Cartwright step down from playing Bart Simpson to find a real little boy.
Yeah, dumb bitch.
Little
boy.
What were we saying, Maya?
Advocate. No, it just
Maya, Micah, whatever.
You know, I feel like I said what I said. We know where I was going with this.
I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. What?
Oh, just it's like. Oh, it's such an overcorrection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is acting. These are cartoons. No one's actually yellow. Like,
I'm
so
sorry I played a Vietnamese person on Bojack Horseman. I'm deeply so sorry.
Oh, the apologies are the worst part. It's you're still cashing the
check. Now I'm going to step back and listen.
Donate the money.
Check.
I'm like, can I have health care?
Yeah, can I?
But isn't that like, I feel like part of the funniness of some of those cartoons is that it's three people doing 100 people.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's so funny that it's the same guy doing all that, that, you know, that Mr. Burns and Smithers is the same guy.
Well, not anymore. Thanks, Indians.
Or just like.
No, thanks, Indian. Let's be honest. Yeah.
No, but they all kind of have a problem with it.
I just think no one's entitled to any acting job. It's like acting does not live in the realm of the other world. Like, listen, if your company is missing some like representation in their, you know, CEO level, their VP level, yeah, like you should proactively do that. But acting, it's like, how dare you think you're entitled to act? It's a stupid job for dumb people and idiots.
It's
who
such
watch
a
it.
Different world. It's not
totally.
Like
and also, when
else.
You get into that realm, you have to be understanding that shit's not going to come your way. You have to be okay with not getting things and knowing you chose it.
Yeah, like
so
you're getting
audition
calls.
I deserve, like all these people that went through UCB and they're like, it's not fair that I'm only a teacher and la la. It's like, you fucking signed up
for
it.
You're trying to make like thousands of dollars for one day of work for something that anybody can do.
Yeah.
You're and meanwhile, like your acting roles are like, will you be the naked guy jerking off as a girl runs by and screams? And it's like, how come a black man can't do that? It's like, who gives a fuck? Yeah. It's all bad.
Yeah. It's terrible. And the fact that people are being
show business evil.
Yeah.
We should all get out
right now.
Join
the
church or something.
Show business evil.
And those kids should get molested.
Yeah.
They know what they were getting.
Makes you better.
Yeah.
Stronger.
That's the risk you take.
Yeah.
It's like doing crunches.
What?
Yeah. Getting molested is
you're
like
you're going to have to explain that to me.
It's the exercise you
do. Building up your fortitude. Yeah.
Right.
So that you can take on anything. You know,
it's so you can hold back your tears while a dick is going up your asshole.
Yeah, you gotta learn. Start young.
You want to be in Jeepers Creepers 4? You gotta fucking do it, baby. You guys know that, right?
What?
You know the movie Jeepers Creepers?
Nope.
Well, the director, right?
Yeah. So it's like it's a series of horror movies. He also made the movie Powder. Convicted pedophile. Like,
and then was it?
So he made a movie called Clown House with like a teenage boy in
it.
Who
was this?
Victor Salva.
Yeah.
And Coppola finances his films. And he got caught fucking the lead kid in his first movie.
Hey, you know.
And filming it.
Oh, my God.
Got out, made Powder, got protested by the kid goes to the protests.
On which side?
On the other, on the hey, don't fuck me.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought it was maybe a Macaulay Culkin Michael situation.
Leave him alone.
And now he's made three the Jeepers Creepers movies. The last one only got taken out of theaters after like a massive backlash.
He's not in jail? If he was convicted?
He got out already.
That's like before the pre-internet, you'd be like, ah, fuck you. Yeah, go ahead, protest.
Yeah, you could be like a dickhead.
He's talented.
Remember when people could be dickheads?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, you're not racist. It was like, oh, you're just an asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
The good old days.
The good old days of being a prick. Now you can't be a prick.
Yeah. Because I heard that Jeremy Piven is like a huge asshole. Yeah.
Get out of town.
Yeah. But I'm sure, but he's had a long career.
Right.
So
I feel like he's known as an asshole, though.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, they had to tone Ari Gold's language down from what Jeremy Piven normally says.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm...
Oh. I know somebody that was supposed to open for him.
Opened for him.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Did he ask
sweetheart.
To switch with you?
Yeah. Really? He's a sweetheart now.
Really?
He was like so kind. He had like his act all worked out. He'd been doing stand up for like 6 months, you know what I mean? But like the audience was all there to see them. He's a movie star, you know, whatever. He was sweet as can be, like made sure to talk to, you know, everyone who's opening for him and like happy to share stories and just share where he was on his stand up journey. Got on stage, did great, performed the shit out of it. He's a real talented dude.
Oh.
I would
look at Micah trying to get more work.
No, yeah. But like the rumors,
that's your experience. That's awesome.
Mike is the rumors that he's
hopefully he listens.
The rumors that he's like an. I mean, like I'm not saying whoever has like a gripe with him that wasn't
and
real.
And he
I just,
gave me a coupon for chicken wings, and I used.
I wish.
What a sweetheart.
And he gave me the four agreements, and it helped me grow.
They said, you can have anything off the menu that's not steak. And he said, let the lady have a steak. It's on me, Jeremy Piven.
The nice guy.
And then he pushed me into the sofa, and I can still taste the fabric.
Anytime she sees a leather, like a ripped leather couch.
She sees a lazy boy, she just starts sobbing.
Yeah, black leather lazy boy.
No, all I'd heard was he was headlining, and he asked the middle to switch with him. Because he wanted to do 20 and then had the middle do 40.
Oh, really? That must have been early on when he was still building time, I guess.
I don't know. I don't want to name the person who told me.
Hmm. Write it down.
Yeah, we'll find out later. I'm curious. Yeah, because I was like, oh, no, he let me go first for sure.
I don't want to show the camera.
In the meantime. Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
Interesting.
Where was that?
We'll reveal who that was in 100
right,
years.
I'm going to write down who molested me on that paper.
You don't have to change it.
He spends like
same name.
Oh, I just pictured you spending half an hour writing names down.
I feel like it's kind of not fair to the listeners when we do that, you know? When we're like, write it down, like we're passing notes.
Oh, I like it. It's like it's a fun, it's an Easter egg.
Because then they DM you and maybe they're like, who was it?
Maybe you could have them tweet out who they think it is.
Well, I want to talk about somebody that I could write down on a piece of paper because I watched a video. All I'm going to say is it's a video series by a comic that, I don't know, we might know.
Uh-huh.
And I had certain interactions with this guy, but I was watching this video series and I was like, this person just has a fetish for being humiliated, for humiliating themselves.
Really?
They're like a little pay pig and they're just using comedy as a...
Really?
Yeah.
Now I want to know who.
They're clearly just using comedy.
Wait, I have a guess. Can we pass around and write down who we think it is?
Yeah, write it down.
And then... So this is a comic and they're putting out like TikTok type vids?
They're putting out like it's a video series. I don't want to get specific on like what it is.
And it's currently they're putting it out.
But I was like, I think this person makes more sense if they just like to be like humiliated.
Hmm. Oh, there's two people that are coming to mind. I'm going to write them both down.
Now,
can I pick
some
two?
Sick
what's another hint?
What's another hint? Younger guy?
Mm.
That's a guy, so that crossed out my first one, but I've got another one.
But keep the first one written.
By the way, I love the concept of this.
Region.
What?
I love the concept of us just shitting out comics
anonymously. Region of where you believe they're from. Country of origin.
No, that's too much.
It's going to make it obvious, though. It's someone who's made kind of bad content in the past. But
do you see mine, Ian? What do you?
Because somebody told me it was really bad. Somebody told me it was really bad, and I was watching. I was like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Fuck, now I got another one. It's hard to tell because some people are just like so autistic.
Yeah.
Now I have a second guess.
He doesn't seem autistic. I'm sticking with my first guess. He's just like a person who just no self-awareness, and I think they like they have a humiliation fetish.
I don't think my guess is right. I just think it's mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's Micah.
But I have a secondary guess.
I just think it's mean. That's our
Maybe
Micah.
We should watch it after the...
Oh, yes. That'd All be right. great.
Let me see if any.
Just a little watch party.
Ooh, interesting.
I wrote that.
This is a good guess.
Ah, you fucker.
This is a good guess. Yeah. It's none of these people.
Wait, can I do one more?
Yeah.
All right.
That first name is interesting. No.
Okay.
All right, reveal.
All right.
Shannon, can we get some reveal music?
We'll list all the names that it's not.
Can we get some reveal music, Shannon?
All right, so it's not Ian Fidance. This second one is a good. This one is a good guess because it's very.
Oh, don't show it.
All right, here we go. I wrote it down. Pass it around.
This is so funny—a drum roll, and nobody gets to know but us.
It's the one down a little bit.
Oh yeah, I remember some things.
Okay.
I mean, clearly, this person likes to humiliate themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy.
Yeah. Also, you wait till after the show. It's going to be fun.
We were in a green room one time.
Wait to find out.
Me and Yamanika were like joking, going back and forth. And she said something. And this guy was like, yo, deadass, I love how you just said that. And everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
Why are you saying deadass to this person?
Yeah.
Specifically because they're black. And now we're all going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
So that's in line with.
You just watch it come out in slow motion. Deadass.
You're like grabbing it.
And Yamanika just turns her head.
Yeah.
Was she like,
she was like, what?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
She's calling the N-word five times.
Yeah.
When I first moved to New York, I'm from Arizona. I'd like barely been around black people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like someone introduced me to their friend who is black, and it's like the most humiliating thing to this day. I was like, what up, blood? And they were like, what? And I was like, is that racist? Okay, I'll put that in the
Amazing.
List of things that are
what up, blood.
You gotta learn.
I don't even know where I learned that. You know,
probably the 50 Cent song. Yeah. It's like, what up, blood? Oh, what up, gangster?
So I'm blushing now thinking about
it. You're getting a flush red.
Horrid.
That's amazing. Dude, the first time I was in New York, it was right after, it was not even 2 years after 9/11. I was on the train and a black guy came on and was like, ladies and gentlemen, I put my head between my legs because everyone told me there was going to be like terrorist attacks. You're going to die going to New York.
He starts sucking.
He just gets in the fetal position.
I thought it was going to be a fucking bomb on the train. The guy comes and goes, he goes, what's wrong? Ain't you never seen a before? And I was like, oh, I'm only two. I'm nervous.
Yeah, you have to learn that stuff as a white person.
Yeah, you got
to
be around it. And you're going to have trial and error. You're going to mess up. But that's why you need integration from a young age.
Such a cultural disadvantage to come from Arizona. I was like, I came from
Delaware, you know? Not the city, but fucking... And that, dude, there was a crazy thing. I don't know the names in it. But there was a Zoom with a bunch of educators about... test taking and how they should, they're having like a vote on if they should get rid of specific tests to get certain kids into certain schools and is it racist or not. And they're having this big discussion.
Test number one, the high jump.
And a white guy was at his friend's house, who's a black woman with a black kid. And while they're having this conversation, you can see on the Zoom camera, his best friend, who's black, hands her baby over to him, and he like pats it. It was like 4 hours into like a 6 hour meeting. Pats a kid on his leg, whatever makes a kid laugh. And a woman from the chat was like, "That is inherently racist for a white man to take a black baby on his knee during a conversation about racial testing." Blah blah blah, and it turned into this huge fucking ordeal. And it's like, no, we're like integrating our children together from a young age. There's nothing racist about this.
What's the racist aspect?
A white man using a black baby as a prop.
He made it dance.
He was just playing with the kid. So what you're supposed to do is just not touch the kid at all.
That's what the woman was saying. You're supposed to put it in the corner. Insanity.
It makes so little sense. I'm like, don't follow.
Insanity. Can you look that up, Shannon? Type in like a black baby.
But meanwhile, like every
educational,
I'm in, you know, ads and stuff, and like every commercial's mixed race families. It's like doesn't even like you couldn't even possibly not.
But that's
have a mixed
why everybody
family.
Was like against it a couple years ago because it was like new because we'd never seen that. You just got to get used to it and you got to correct it.
Why can't you bounce a black baby on your knee? Dude. I've done worse things with black babies.
I've done worse with black babies. I used to work at faggot daycare. No, it's insane. It's total, like you have to integrate from a young age so that you're used to this shit and it's not weird. But
the on your knee is really the important part of that sentence too.
Yeah.
Okay, like, hey, we're gonna go bounce black babies.
It was like the most innocent thing ever. The kid was like whining. Yeah.
Racist things. We have to learn.
Wait. Is this a white woman complaining about? Of course.
When they're all racist, when kids are complaining about racism, did you stand up and say, "What can we do about it in their schools?" No, you.
That's all. Doing. I've been
this is the lady. You were talking about someone's friend on someone's lap, but when there were actual kids who were saying they're racist,
why are they screaming?
School, sad. You are sad. But today,
Trump 2020, baby,
dude, is this not insane?
When they see a white man bouncing a brown baby on their lap, and they don't know the context, that is harmful. That makes people cry. It makes people log out of our meetings. They don't come here. They don't come to our
meetings. Zoom meeting?
Was this recent? It was. This was back in June.
This is Manhattan, too, where you think.
She's kind of thick, though. She is kind of thick.
Yeah,
she could get it.
You think I'm a... Excuse me. You think I'm a social justice warrior? And you think I'm being patronizing?
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting pressure for not being... enough of an advocate, and I take that to heart, and that hurts me, and I have to learn to
do you know what she did after, do you know what she person? Did she told that man and the black woman who gave her child their friends his kids hang out with her kids. She was like, you need to read these books, you need to read White Fragility, blah blah blah. And it's like, what fucking insane world?
That book White Fragility
in?
Is like a total grift. And
oh,
that
totally.
Woman's made millions of dollars
totally.
Off that book and her training and shit. Like, there's plenty of other books you can read about racial justice.
And there's plenty of other things you can do, like, you know, like volunteering in your community or like getting outside your comfort zone and hanging out with other people.
Let's not go that way. I mean, it's one step at a time.
I think I'll just read
Cornell West in the park in my gentrified apartment.
Yeah, just learn how to say Ta-Nehisi Coates. I think you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Who appointed her to be the advocate?
I don't want them making fun of my shoes.
You got dirty Q-tips.
You know that started off very innocuous. She was like, excuse me, could you? Would you mind?
And then she just had to stick to it.
So fucking bizarre.
Dude, that's total insanity. That
and
she
was friends with the woman.
Her
friends with the woman.
They're best friends.
They're best friends.
Their kids, they go to each other's apartments all the time. It was like a 6-hour meeting. The kid is getting restless, so she gave the kid to him for him to, like, you know, like, you gotta entertain your fucking kid.
Like, they're in a quarantine pod, obviously.
Yes.
Like, this is who this is what it looks like when integration
and
works.
She said that is hurtful to see a white man bounce a black baby, blah, blah. And she's taking out her mental illness and making everyone else accountable for her fucking, you know, wet brain.
But that's
insane.
That's, like, rare, though. I mean, most people aren't like that.
What if he was just like, well, the dad's not around to do it?
But...
And she was like, okay, touche.
Fair enough. Checkmate.
Yeah.
Shit. No, but I think it's weird because this story gets bigger and gets amplified, and it just draws people to it more, and then people agree with her, and then people disagree, and then it just creates this huge fucking thing when it's like, no, you're a fucking mentally ill woman. Like, you should not be on this board.
Right.
Point blank, period. End it here.
Right.
You know, but then, like, articles came out about it, and it was just like, this insane moment, and they're talking about racism in education, and she's concentrating on this thing instead of the fact that, like, you know, 13% of black boys graduate in the South Bronx. You know, like, that's the graduation rate.
Yeah, well, you gotta, like, call that stuff out when you see it. I mean, you have to use, like, common sense,
dude. It's like that South Park episode when the kids get put on Ritalin and all the kids are quiet, and the psychiatrist is like, this is a time tested application that works. We see the child here, and the kid's like, bah! And he's like, sit down and shut up. The kid doesn't do anything. He slaps him, and then he's quiet. Then he goes to the next kid, slaps him, and then the third kid just is quiet on his own. And he's like, see, this is how the system works.
Yeah.
You gotta stop it. You gotta shout it out. But there's such a fear that people are gonna get mad at you for, you know, it, like, makes you think you're crazy. Like, do you remember
but
the
beginning? You can't be afraid to be like, you're nuts.
Right. Well, do you remember at the beginning of the pandemic?
Because not that many people are like that. Most people
that's
are not
an exceptional
like that.
Crazy.
That's like
person.
An exceptional crazy person.
Right, but then they get other people on their side somehow. Because
people are afraid to speak up.
Totally.
Well, that's the, like, lady that's at
but
a party.
That's all academics.
Totally.
And you hang out outside when you don't even smoke. Because you're like, that lady's in the kitchen having a conversation about consent.
Yeah.
And, like, I got to get out of here.
Well, she's, like, the epitome of, like, when the Black Lives Matter, everyone did the blackout square on Instagram. And, like, instinctually, I was like, that's the wrong thing to do. It sends no message and it shuts out the whole hashtag. Right. But everyone got
I thought
on
that
board.
Was just a super close-up of George Floyd.
This is
we'll be right back
crime.
After this.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'll
but
tell
you.
But
it's just, like, just go-alongism.
Yeah.
And that's just as dangerous.
Without a doubt. Because then you're not thinking. Like, just at the beginning of the pandemic, do you remember when they were like, don't wear masks. Masks don't help. And in my head, I'm like, no. Why wouldn't you wear a mask? And then I let that be like, yeah, I guess they're right.
Yeah.
And I totally was fucking, you should follow how you feel. You should know that you're right and not let
you
this other
you have a sense
shit...
of right and wrong.
Totally.
You have an innate sense of right and wrong.
Totally. And you should follow that and not let this other shit influence you.
I mean, kind of, but scientifically, no. You know, you should follow the scientists on that kind of shit. Like, a lot of people have the instinct that vaccines are wrong, and I think that's fucked up.
I'm talking about, like, feelings and stuff like that.
Oh,
racist,
like,
shit that woman was saying. Like, if you know that that's right, I'm not talking about, like, in the face of science.
I think the vast majority of anti-masking is, like, it's more xenophobic. Because they're like, I ain't no fucking Asian. Mm. That's what we associated those masks.
Yeah.
We called them SARS masks.
Yeah.
Up until how long ago?
COVID is SARS, so.
But, like, that's what we connected with, like, the bird flu, shit like that.
Yeah,
and
but also I think it's a thing
it was
of,
exclusively
like, don't
Asian.
Tread on me. You can't tell me what to do.
I think that's mostly what it is.
Totally.
And also it's like they have to politicize mask wearing. They have to make people feel like they're under attack and their rights are being infringed upon.
Totally. I think they just truly can't handle the fact that we're in a pandemic and are like, it's not real. If I wear a mask, it's real. If I don't wear a mask, it's not real. And they're just little children who, like, because didn't we all have that moment when everyone started wearing them where you're like, this is so fucking apocalyptic. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And, like, you were, like, really scared. And then eventually
you see the
it
first
normalized.
Couple people wearing
yeah.
Them. Yeah. And you're
well,
like,
dude, that's why I thought.
They never,
like,
normalized.
That's why I thought, man, if we go outside and we see everyone wearing masks, our day to day life completely upended, we're going to really get a sense of perspective and not get upset at people for saying the wrong thing, realizing that, you know, we're all imperfect. And when you see trucks full of bodies going somewhere, you're going to go, wow, maybe I shouldn't get mad about this little thing.
But don't you feel like a lot of...
I was wrong.
Nope.
But a lot of right-wing media has to make you feel like you're being attacked or like something is being...
It's all fear-based, totally.
Yeah. So totally. It's like they can use masks to do that.
Yeah.
To control you and manipulate your emotions.
Totally. And if you're... That's all the news you take in, you're just getting manipulated the whole time.
Yeah.
And then the same thing when you look at, you know, the left, you're getting manipulated and thinking that everything's against you and everything's the injustice and all
everything's
that
racist.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the liberals are the ones that are telling you everything's racist and you're living in a racist society, and conservatives are like, no, you kind of have your own choice for things. People are like, it's not true.
And then, meanwhile, the centrists are evil no matter what.
I know. You can't be in the middle anymore. It fucking sucks. When you look at both sides and try to be measured, people are like, you're the worst.
What's the middle, though, to you?
Biden. Right? And people hate that motherfucker.
Yeah, but yeah.
No, I think you and me share a lot on the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to be like, okay, the extreme on both sides is fucked up. But then if you're like extreme leftist and you're in the middle, that to them is extreme right wing, you know?
Yeah, I think the central, like Democrats, middle Democrats are the middle. And like the right has just pulled it so far over that just to be like, I don't know if everyone should have health care, you know, like now that's still a liberal point of view.
Yeah. I mean, I think people should wear masks, but they should have the Confederate flag on them, which is kind of how I feel.
Compromise, people.
Compromise, motherfuckers.
Did you see there was a clip? There was a clip. I'll shut up.
No, what were you going to say?
No, there was a clip of like the lieutenant governor of Ohio being like, but if somebody tells you to wear a mask, and he's trying to like advocate for Trump masks, right. Masks say Trump on them,
yeah.
And everyone's like, boom, fuck you. And he's like, it's like they can't get it back in the bottle.
Right. And he can't put his little Trump mask on.
Did you see the mayor of
Tonawanda? How dare you? Fuck you, you fucking cuck.
Yeah. Shannon, can you look up the mayor of Tonawanda? His mask when he had a press conference. It's Niagara Falls, New York, which is the biggest shithole. And their mayor,
such a shithole,
got implicated in some type of big scandal.
Oh.
And I just need you guys to see the mask he wore to his own press conference.
Is it this first one?
No.
Okay, hold on one second.
Now show them tea.
I mean, fuck it if you can't find. This guy's doing a press conference for his scandal, and he put on a corn, like the band Korn mask.
Fuck yes.
So it's just a giant mask with the Korn logo on it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's everything you need to know about Niagara Falls, New York.
It's funny what a shithole that town is.
It's insane.
I put that in my GPS because I was trying to go to the waterfall, and I just put in Niagara Falls, and it took me to the town of Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like apocalyptic.
Oh, God.
Okay, so there's, because we shot two of our movies there.
Nice.
Because it's a shithole.
Sorry.
Yep, there it is.
Really
that
funny.
Fucking
that's
cool. Rules.
That's
the new Rob Ford.
Mayor accused of corruption.
Meanwhile, he looks like a skinhead who's like finally growing out of it.
Yeah. He looks like a skinhead trying to get laser surgery to get rid of his tattoos.
It's been like 3 weeks since he quit.
So a bunch of places shoot movies there now because everything's destroyed and you can get super cheap property. But it's a giant casino and it's like Land of the Dead. Everything around it is closed. And like shuttered off.
And it was like that probably before the pandemic, right?
Oh, this is like 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
Like a cutscene from Last of Us.
Dude, it's tough, dude. It's like the kind of place, like Niagara Falls, New York is the kind of place you want to go to if you're like, where do people buy beer at 8 o'clock in the morning? we would be going
Niagara
to set.
Falls.
We would be going to set and be like, hey, let's go to 7-Eleven at like 7 in the morning before we shoot. Yeah. And there would just be like a Native American guy buying 3-4 Locos. Some fat lady buying a case of Coors Light.
Oh, you meant to go to the waterfall. Yeah.
You will find great danger ahead of you. We saw a...
No, this is just a bar.
We saw a hooker give a guy a handjob in exchange that he went into Walmart and bought formula.
Yeah.
Dude, wow.
It's the best town ever.
Is that the sadder story than baby shoes never for sale, never used?
I bought a crackhead diapers one night. And got
yeah, they just
up
return
it.
They just go to the bodega and return it and get the money.
Yeah. I stayed with her and was like, okay. She's like, you really don't have to. I was like, no, come on. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Some crackhead tried to get me to buy formula. I was like, no, tell your baby they can suck out of my nipple or nothing. I'm not getting tricked again.
Yeah, but you don't produce milk.
Yeah, you're barren.
I know. I guess it was just a joke, Mike.
Yeah, but you made a promise to that baby that now you can't
I knew
keep.
They'd say no.
Okay, well,
that'd be great if they took it out, took you off.
Because, you know, every time a homeless person's like, you know, I'm hungry, can I get some food? And they're like, I'll buy you food. And they're like, fuck off, cunt.
Right,
you're
right. Whoa. They just have a cup for breast milk that Micah can
I bought a homeless guy a meal once, and he goes, hey, man, you know where I can get $5 worth of weed?
Yeah.
You're like, my hair, probably. Smoke that, see what you get.
Probably if I lift up my belly. All right, this has been fun. Thank you guys for coming in. Let's wrap this up. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
There it is. Thank you guys.
Thanks.
You guys are both the best, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of Bye Guys.
Nice.
That's all, folks.